Welcome to Skedline Entertainment News.
Maddie was the biggest winner at this year's Canadian Screen Awards, taking home many of the top categories, including Best Picture and Best Original Screenplay. Based on a true story of a Nova Scotia folk artist, Maddie Lewis, a crippled woman with a passion for art finds herself marrying a fisherman as her paintings gain popularity. The film's British star, Sally Hawkins, also earned an Oscar nomination for her role in the film Shape of Water at this year's Academy Awards.
The first ever Icon Award at the iHeartRadio Music Awards was given to legend Bon Jovi last night. After being introduced by Olympian Shaun White, the 80s rock star performed his rock hit It's My Life and You Give Love a Bad Name, and later thanked the 3.5 decades of Bon Jovi fans for always listening. It will continue to be an exciting year for the band because they will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If you are tired of hearing about Black Panther, then you might want to plug your ears for a second. Less than a month after hitting theaters, Marvel's Black Panther has officially made over $1 billion at the global box office. It is now the fifth movie in Marvel history to cross the $1 billion mark after The Avengers, Iron Man 3, The Avengers Age of Ultron, and Captain America Civil War. Kathy Griffin is staging a comeback. The comedian announced her first U.S. tour dates since she was faced with major controversy for a photo that went viral of her holding a fake President Donald Trump's bloody and severed head. Griffin appeared on The Real Time with Bill Maher Friday night and said that her show in New York City is booked in Trump's backyard. Griffin also announced shows in Canada, which include cities like Toronto, Vancouver, and Calgary.
Riverdale star Lily Reinhart does not have a problem telling it like it is. Reinhart publicly called out Cosmopolitan Philippines on her Instagram for photoshopping her waist to make it appear smaller than she really is. Reinhart wrote, "Camila and I have worked incredibly hard to feel confident and comfortable in the bodies that we have." The photos have since been deleted from the Cosmopolitan Philippines Instagram page.
Country star Tim McGraw collapsed on stage during his performance last night in Dublin. The singer had just finished performing his hit single, Humble and Kind, when he sat down near his keyboard player and was slumped over his knees before walking off stage. Faith Hill, McGraw's wife, came out on stage to tell the audience that he will not be coming back. Hill ended the show with an a cappella rendition of What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Colin Firth's wife, Livia Giugilio, has admitted to an affair with the man she has accused of stalking her. The Italian film producer confirmed the affair took place in a statement by Firth's representative Luke Windsor on Friday. Giugilio's representative also claimed journalist Marco Brancaccia continued to harass her after
French fashion designer Hubert de Divanchy has passed away at 91. The designer's style represented a golden age of elegance and dressed people like Audrey Hepburn and Jackie Kennedy. Givenchy died at the Renaissance Chateau near Paris that he shared with his partner and fellow designer Philippe Venet. Givenchy may have passed away, but his designs live on.
Thanks for listening to Skedline Entertainment. Make sure to check out our website for more great content.